Now, a global baseball story that we read about recently, which explains why Japanese divers found a long-submerged statue caked with the gray sludge of an Osaka riverbed, a statue of Colonel Sanders. Yes, as in Kentucky Fried Chicken. It all goes back to 1985, when a local Osaka baseball team, the Hanshin Tigers, won a championship, and ecstatic fans threw the statue into the water in a burst of jubilation. That burst of jubilation takes us now to the State House in Oklahoma City and to Oklahoma State Senator Randy Bass. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And there are some people who may recognize the name Randy Bass, not just as an Oklahoma public official, but as a former Major League Baseball player.
That's correct. I played with Minnesota, Kansas City, Montreal, San Diego, and Texas Rangers, and went on to play with the Hanshin Tigers through 83 through 88.
Not only did you play very well, but I read in your Wikipedia bio that you were known there as, is it Kamisama Hotokesama Basusama?
Basama, yes.
Basama.
That's correct.
a godlike name in Japanese, I'm told.
Yeah, you know, I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. The Tigers had not won in 25 years, and really it happened in 1985 when the Hanshin Tigers won the championship. And, of course, they couldn't find anybody that looked like me, so that's how they picked Colonel Sanders out off the Kentucky Fried Chicken platform and dressed him up in my uniform and chunked him out into the Osaka River. And, you know, 24 years later, they find him. It's incredible.
Yeah, now, the story you just told may seem strange to folks, so let's go back through it.
Okay.
In 1985, the Hanshin Tigers win, the fans go berserk, and they throw in the statue of Colonel Sanders. The logic is because he looks like you.
Yes. They couldn't find anybody to dress up in my uniform to... Everybody else has somebody that's jumping in the river, Osaka River, which is a human being, and they have Kakifu's uniform or Okada's uniform on, or Mayumi, the guys that played with me with the Hanshin Tigers, mm-hmm. and they got to me. They didn't have anybody, of course. It was blonde-headed with a black beard, and so they ran down and got the Colonel Sanders statue and brought him back up, dressed him up, and there he went, right over the Osaka River.
Okay, and then from that moment, back in 85,
right.
You go on to become, now a state senator in Oklahoma. The Hanshin Tigers go on to never win another championship.
They have not won a championship. They call it the curse of the Colonel.
Well, now there is at least hope in Osaka that with the Colonel retrieved in two pieces, I might add. They found the top of him first, I gather, and then they found his legs later. But with the Colonel retrieved to dry land, maybe Hanshin can go on to win something.
I certainly hope so. The Hanshin Tigers have the greatest fans in Japan. And
that's totally apart from whether the curse is off at this moment.
Yeah, the curse is off now, so you put all your money on the Tigers, that's for sure. I mean, they definitely got a shot, and they have a great team, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for talking with us about the curse of the Colonel. May it result in some good news for the Hanshin Tigers.
Robert, thank you so much. Thank you. You have a great weekend.
Okay, that's a former Japanese and former Major League Baseball player, and now Oklahoma State Senator Randy Bass.
Oh,